Marcia, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell me about Mary Barr Clay and what she did for the women's suffrage movement.
Well, Mary Barr Clay is a Kentucky woman whose father was Cassius Clay, and she lived at Whitehall in Richmond, Kentucky, where she grew up. And what was so remarkable about Mary Barr Clay is how brilliant she was in understanding how women were suppressed. And one of the things that impressed me the most is in 1884, she gave one of the first speeches in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee on why women should have the right to vote. And she was so elegant with words that of how she expressed herself. And one of the things she said in that speech is that all that is good in the home and largely the highest principles taught to your youth were given by your mothers. How then is it possible for you to return this love and interest as soon as you are capable of acting by riveting the chains which hold them still slaves, politically and civilly? So basically she was saying that as long as women don't have the right to vote, they are political slaves to men, which is really extremely radical for 1884 and kind of radical today. But she was just really believed that women would have no rights until they had the right to vote.
One of her descendants is actually coming to speak at the Trail Marker dedication, Sally Clay Lanham.
Yes, that's right. Sally is her great-granddaughter. And Sally is going to come and reenact as Mary Barr Clay part of her speech. So it's really very exciting. And Sally was thrilled to know that all these years that her really very important, you know, great-grandmother is going to be recognized, because very few people have any clue to who Mary Barr Clay is. And, you know, the more you learn about her and her contribution to Kentucky women, and even nationally, she served on national positions with the National Woman Suffrage Association and was a national suffrage leader. So we want to claim her here in Kentucky and educate people today about her contributions as an effort to inspire people today to also speak up and advocate for women's rights and for justice for all.
Can you tell me about the Trail Marker? It's at her childhood home, is that right?
Yes, Whitehall is her childhood home. It is currently a Kentucky state park. We are creating the National Collaborative for Women's History Sites has a committee called the National Votes for Women's Trail. And this National Votes for Women's Trail goal is to document where the suffrage movement took place all across America. And so far, we have over 1,000 suffrage sites entered into our database, which people can go visit online on our website. If you just Google NationalVotesForWomenTrail.org, you will find it. But what's even better is that the Pomeroy Foundation is giving us 250 suffrage roadside markers. Each state gets 5 markers to highlight their suffrage story in their state. Well, fortunately, Kentucky got to be the first state chosen to have 5 markers. So Mary Barr Clay is the 3rd marker that's going up in Kentucky. And it's going to be on June 2nd at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Whitehall. It's free and open to the public. And Kentucky State Parks Foundation has been very supportive of this event. There's a professor at the University of Kentucky, Dr. Melanie Goins, who has written and done research on Mary Barr Clay, and she's going to give the dedication ceremony to give everyone more information about this remarkable woman. And then we'll have, of course, the unveiling of the marker. So our motivation for this event is to educate the public, get young people and old people to learn about this woman's contribution and spread the word. And, of course, come to Whitehall and visit and see this remarkable home that was actually built in the 1700s. So people that don't know about Whitehall need to come and see this Kentucky treasure.
There will be tours of Whitehall before the dedication. What could people see during these tours?
Yes, Whitehall, there'll be free entry into Whitehall to look at this mansion, and you will learn more about the house itself. You can see some of the manuscripts will be on display of Mary Barr Clay's correspondence. She also had a very famous sister, younger sister, Laura Clay, that was very big in the suffrage movement. And also their mother, Mary Warfield Clay, was truly remarkable. Her husband, Cassius Clay, was a U.S. ambassador to Russia under Abraham Lincoln. And so he was gone for many, many years. So their mother ran the whole farm and managed everything, and it was extremely successful. And she had, you know, four daughters, Mary being the oldest and Laura being the youngest. So you can see the site where all this work was done. But then, unfortunately, Cassius came back to Kentucky, and they got divorced, and that farm was totally taken away from his wife, even though she had built it up to what it was. She could no longer get any financial benefits from that. So they could saw up close and personal how their mother was discriminated against financially because she was the wife instead of the husband. So it's a beautiful home, and it's got, you know, rich history that I think everyone will really enjoy learning these stories of these women and their strength and their impact.
I'm sure it's very impactful to go to that home and hear that story and kind of wonder about how that shaped her ambitions and her goals.
Well, I think that their mother, Mary Warfield Clay, was extremely influential in their lives because they could see how the laws negatively impact women. Because at that time period, when a woman got married, she had no right to her property, even if she had inherited from her father or family. Women had no property rights at all. They had no rights to their children. If they got divorced, the father got the custody of the children. So they say when you got one, you became married, you were one, and the one was the man, and the woman had no rights at all. So we have indeed come a long way from where women couldn't even own property to where we are today. But as I said, we still have a ways to go.
Marcia, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's been my pleasure. And please come out. This event is free and open to the public. So come learn some really important Kentucky history.